So for today's High Peak Viewpoint, we're bringing a special interview following last night's terror attack in Manchester. You may find this interview upsetting.
It's Lissa, and I'm talking to a man from New Mills who was at the Manchester Arena last night during the Ariana Grande concert. Now, you don't want to give your name. You'd rather remain anonymous, which we can completely understand. Would you mind sharing with us what happened to you last night? I believe you were with your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, we'd literally, the last song had finished and Ariana Grande had just left the stage and everyone was heading for the doors. And luckily, my girlfriend was checking she had everything. So she was checking all of her pockets and making sure she hadn't dropped anything under the seat. So that probably took a good 30 seconds. And then we joined the queue to go down the stairs. And we literally had stepped into the foyer just at the bottom of the stairs. And like the biggest bang you've ever heard just went off. And everyone crouched down on the floor. And we were all like, God, what the hell was that? And then I stood up, looked to the right, and that's when I saw smoke, and I just said to my girlfriend, I was like, go, we need to get out of here now, go. And that's when we started heading for the door, and then you just heard screaming, and we turned around behind us, and you could just see a stampede of people all just running directly towards us. So, and when they got closer, because obviously everyone couldn't fit through the doors to get out, that's when we saw that there was children with bloody legs and things, but at that point we didn't know quite what had happened.
I can imagine there was a lot of confusion at that point.
Yeah, everyone was running everywhere and all the stewards were telling us to keep calm and to just get out as soon as possible, but we thought that the injuries to the children might have been from falling down steps and things, and because of it was honestly chaos.
And can I just check, were you or your girlfriend injured? Are you two both okay?
No, we were both okay. We'd literally just got into the foyer, but it just happened round the corner. We were one, like the entrance that we were due to go out of was the one that it happened at, where the box office is. So, I mean, it was probably a 10, 15 second walk from where we were.
And so you managed to get out pretty quickly?
Yeah, we followed the crowd to the left. So we exited onto Trinity Way, I think it was, and that's when, I mean, all the parents outside, obviously picking up children, they were all like, what's happening? And we were saying, there's been an explosion, there's things happening, we're not sure. And they were all fighting, trying to get in there, but obviously there was no chance with the amount of people coming out. And then there was just cars parked all over the place, just abandoned while they were trying to go and find the kids.
And so, as it happened, what were you seeing and hearing, and what did you initially think as it happened?
Well, initially, it was just because it was such a big bang and it shook the floor, we were like, God, what the hell was that? Could have been an explosion in one of the little kitchen things in the stands. But we didn't have a clue at that point, and it was, well, everyone was shouting it was a bomb. I was like, oh my God, it did sound like a bomb because it was such a big explosion. So we just, all we could think of was get out. And then as we were walking, because we went really far out around the arena, and there was just people crying and so many police everywhere and all families trying to locate their children. It was horrible.
And were the emergency services there very quickly?
Well, as we left, they were all pulling up, so loads of police cars were just constantly, one after another, heading straight to the arena, and from all directions.
And how are you and your girlfriend feeling this morning? I can't imagine.
Just so sad, because it was, honestly, every song that came on that Ariana did, they were screaming, they were so happy, they were so excited. It was like, next to us there was two girls, they were really sweet, nice girls, and as soon as the concert finished they grabbed the bags and ran, and I'm just praying they were okay. just, you can't get over the fact that all these young children and parents have all woken up today with missing loved ones.
Can I ask how old you and your girlfriend are?
We're in our 30s, so I'm 31 and she's 35.
So you were adults in that situation?
Yes. So we just, because we were asking the children who had blood on their knees and things and legs, like, what's happened? Are you okay? And they were just hysterically crying and just getting out as fast as they could. It was carnage. I can't even imagine.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And it's just the most horrific situation. And our condolences go to anybody who's been affected by this, whether they've been injured or worse. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about the attack and the effect it's had on you?
I'd say the thing that I would say is the most concerning is when we went in, we had two bottles of water and some sweets in a bag, and no one even checked when we went in.
So there were no security checks as you went in?
No security checks at all. So anyone could have walked in with whatever they wanted, and all they did is scan the tickets and straight in.
So no bag checks?
No bag checks. In the past, I've been to the arena and there's been bag checks, but on this one, there was none.
That is concerning, isn't it?
Very. So it just shows how easy it is.
Well, take good care of yourselves and look after yourselves. And we're really glad that you weren't injured. And thank you very much for taking the time this morning to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
That's okay. Thank you very much.